Feels like the 90s, though. Heat advisory until 6 p.m. Showers and thunderstorms could linger into tonight. Currently 79 at WOR. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic. Now here's Mike with a check of today's top story.
The tributes to Aretha Franklin are flowing at the Apollo Theater. At least one person is dead in a Crown Heights fire. And the latest Omarosa tape. Those stories coming up at 9 on 710 WOR.
Mark Simone.
This is the first urban big city president. Go slap a guy in Darien, Connecticut. I wonder, why did he slap me? This is a guy from Queens. He punches back very hard.
He's always a headline ahead.
Mr. New York, Mark Simone. 10 till noon, 710 WOR.
The band's visit just won 10 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. It's one of the most celebrated musicals ever. The 10-time Tony Award-winning Best Musical, The Band's Visit. Feel something different.
Hey, honey, what's going on?
I was just logging in and checking on our account, and I thought we were going to do better this year.
I know. I've been trying to watch what I spend. No more stopping for coffee for me.
I don't think giving up coffee is going to do it. We need more income for our day-to-day, not to mention setting aside something for the kids' college and our retirement.
Man, I wish there was an answer.
For most of us, no one ever taught us how to invest, yet it's a skill that we all need. If you're looking to generate extra income, Online Trading Academy, the leader in financial education, can help. Attend one of Online Trading Academy's free introductory classes, and they'll show you how to create monthly, weekly, or even daily income using their patented supply and demand strategy. Plus, this month, they'll send you home with their free investor kit, loaded with guides to smarter investing and lessons from the pros just for attending. Register now by calling 888-930-TRADE, 888-930-8723, or otawallstreet.com. 888-930-TRADE or otawallstreet.com.
WOR and WAXQ HD2 New York.
Hey, if you ever find yourself wincing at the weak taste of coffee from one of those left-leaning corporate brands, well, you probably wish they spent less time on their politics and more time on their coffee. And that's why you need to choose the Black Rifle Coffee Company. Now, it's founded by former special op vets, and Black Rifle Coffee delivers the single best roast-to-order coffee right to your door. Black Rifle Coffee Company has a coffee club. You don't wait in line. There's no running out. Just great coffee shipped right to your house each and every month. And when you join the Black Rifle Coffee Club, well, you'll receive discounts and offers that are not available to other customers. Now, by choosing Black Rifle, you're supporting a company that gives back. They hire veterans and first responders, and they serve coffee and a culture for those of us that truly love this country and what it's all about. So just go to blackriflecoffee.com/Sean. You get a 15% discount. BlackRifleCoffee.com/Sean, the best coffee you've ever had.
Summer is finally here. Don't let the extra weight keep you from having fun during vacation season. Patients typically lose around 20 to 50 pounds in just 40 days by calling NJ Diet now. Unlike other programs, NJ Diet uses your DNA profile to create a diet plan just for you. It's all natural. No hormones, no shots, and no surgery. Lose weight or your money back, guaranteed. Call NJ Diet now at 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET or njdiet.com.
Make the most of the city you love. Step aboard Hornblower's Jazzy Brunch and New York City Lights Dinner Cruises. It's the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. Book now at hornblowerny.com or call 646-846-8676. Cruises depart from Pier 40 in the West Village.
Live
from the heart of Tribeca, this is Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
On 710 WOR.
At 8:53, we'll go to Joe Neumeier shortly. What's doing at the movies this week? A couple of notes here. Got an email from Paul. He says, why don't you play the cut from General Mattis claiming the $92 million for the military parade is a bogus number? I guess it doesn't matter what the number is because the president's now claiming in his own tweet that the cost was too high, and that's why he himself has canceled it.
The quote from Mattis was pretty funny. He said, if you believe that number, you've been smoking something that's legal in his state. He lives in Washington State. So
come on. Now, there are people who swear by low-carb diets.
Yep.
There are actually people who swear by high-carb diets. Mm-hmm. And you've got some new information for us?
Absolutely. So listen to this.
Hey, let's go to Joe Neumeier, WOR movie guy. Joe, you can have some carbs today. It's okay.
I'm going to have Well, after this movie, Mile 22, you're going to feel like you're stocked up on carbs. You know, this is the dog days of August, guys, and so we're really kind of into the dregs. And this week's edition of Bad Movies is called Mile 22, and it stars Mark Wahlberg. And it's an action thriller about a guy played by Wahlberg who's sort of got an unspecified mental sort of thing where he's a little hyperactive, and the movie kind of takes its cue from that. He's a CIA black ops guy who has to get a cop in Southeast Asia from one spot to another. They have to go, of course, 22 miles down the road, thus the title. And it's actually a really – I'm giving it zero stars. It's an incredibly exciting action movie.
Whoa,
right.
I've never heard a zero star from you. Wow, is that bad?
On that one, right.
Mark Wahlberg?
You know what? Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing about Wahlberg. I was just talking with Blaine about this while I was waiting for you guys. The thing about Wahlberg is that if he's used by the right director, he can actually be kind of appealing. And the guy's got two Oscar nominations, which is sort of the crazy thing, for The Departed and The Fighter, both great movies that he's really good in. And he's done some crazy stuff. I like Three Kings. I like him in Boogie Nights. I think he's great in The Departed. I think there's a lot of things that he's done that if he's used by the right director in the right way, he can be a good, tough guy. But in the last, 5 years, he's kind of got into this thing where he's like this, you know, this Boston father who's got to, fight for everything, or he's in these Transformers movies, or he becomes just an action hero that doesn't really have any weight. And I think that that's what this movie is. And this has been a summer of really great action movies like Mission Impossible, or really bad ones like Skyscraper or Bottom Scraper, as I called it. And so this is really, on the bottom as well. This
well, wait a second. Now, did I see that Ronda Rousey is in this movie?
Yeah, she is, right. The wrestler turned actress.
She's the wrestler. She's well known in the sports community.
Yeah.
Can she act?
She can't.
Oh, okay.
She can wrestle well. She's been in a few other things. She was in The Expendables 3 and Furious 7, and I guess she only does movies with numbers in the title, and now Mile 22.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she's got a lot of personality, and she's obviously, a wrestling WWE Hall of Famer, but she really can't act. She's good in some of the action scenes, but this movie really, it's edited too much, so even if you want to enjoy the action scenes, it cuts so crazily in the middle of these scenes that you can't enjoy a good whooping. A can of whoop ass kind of opened up on the bad guys. You can't really enjoy it. So,
all right, you got about a minute left. What else do you got this week? Anything else opening?
Nothing. This is a slow time, but there's a movie called Alpha that's actually a really nice sort of family movie. It's set in kind of prehistoric times about a kid and a wolf who become friends. It's kind of a crazy idea, but it kind of works, and there's very minimal dialogue. It's sort of an action-adventure thing about a kid and a wolf kind of traveling across a prehistoric terrain. If you're looking for something to do with the family and you don't want it to be like a mind-numbing animated thing, Alpha is the thing to see, I would say. And then otherwise, that just wait till the next good one comes out, hopefully next week.
What's on the horizon?
On the horizon, there's a movie called Happy Time Murders that is sort of almost like a hard R-rated Sesame Street cop thing that looks a little like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but with Muppets. I'll be seeing it next week and reporting back to you guys. Right,
with Muppets?
Melissa McCarthy is a human, and she's paired with a Muppet detective, and it's sort of a Sesame Street kind of thing. It looks crazy. We'll see if it pays off. Who knows?
Well, you got zero stars for this week's Mile 22,
right.
So nowhere to go but up.
Nowhere to go but up. Exactly, guys.
All right. Thanks, Joe Neumeier, the WOR Movie Minute. Thanks, Joe.